You had to learn where to get off and make them on.
You know, just cut off anyway.
Do you have a name for those things?
Well, they call them X's.
Okay. Are there any other roads in town that can only be entered and left at certain places? Any other roads that can only be left and entered at certain places?
Well, I think so. Where you go into hospitals and turn off and go inside in business places, they have exit and enter. They have signs here. One says enter, another says exit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And business places.
Can you tell me about some of the main streets of Birmingham? What would the main streets be here?
The main streets in Birmingham here, down in the downtown area, 20th Street. I say 18th, 19th, and 20th. Mm-hmm. And 21st might be too, because on the 21st we have our courthouse, and then we go from there into the center, into the recreation center, and the civic center. And back out to 21st, and see that we have the 2121 building there, where you go to see Social Security and those kind of things. So I think 21st, 20th, 19th, and 18th would be the most popular streets in Birmingham all the way through.
Okay, can you tell me what, to you, is the difference between, say, an avenue, street, road, court, place?
What is the difference?
To you, yeah.
Well, it's location. It's definitely set up for location. You know where you're going. You know what to look for. If you just go in a place, you know whether it's on a street or a place or a center or whatnot, then you don't know. And that gives you direction.
Is there a system that, for instance, what would the difference between an avenue and a road be?
Well, a road is just something that goes straight through all the way. Mm-hmm. And an avenue has a certain distance, I mean, certain destination. You go so far, and then the next one's another avenue. See?
Oh,
but roads continue, and avenues are limited. I mean.
Okay, and what about street?
They're the same thing. Streets are limited, don't you think so?
Well,
20th Street. Streets.
I know what you
maybe ever so long. I'm going out 20th Street, and it extends so far, mm-hmm. and just goes to a certain extent, and then gives out, and then it takes up another lane.
Okay, now what about a lane?
Lane? What is a lane? I don't know. I guess a lane is somewhere cut between the streets and the avenues. I don't know.
Okay. Now, on one of these small streets, you would have to wait for a train to pass. What are those places called?
Crossings. Call them crossings, railroad crossings.
Okay. Now, if the train is going up over,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a
yeah.
trestle above the road, mm-hmm. what do you call the part that goes
on the path?
Okay. And how do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
Diagonal. Some parallel, some diagonal.
Okay. And what are the outlets for fire hoses that you must not park near?
Well, you have the yellow line that'll tell you where to park and where not to park. You see the fire, you see the, what you call the faucet, the pole sticking up there. What you call the thing where the water comes out of? The fire plug. Mm-hmm. And then the yellow line there, you better not park in front of it because it might need it and you'd be in the way.
Okay.
You get a ticket for parking by the water plug.
Okay, and where would you park downtown? The kind of building with several levels.
Well, they have parking areas downtown. Some street parking, some in the parking lots, and some in the buildings where they're mm-hmm. making parking lot buildings now. And one and two, three and four floors. So we have three ways of parking: parallel or diagonal on the street, mm-hmm. or either in a parking lot, mm-hmm. or either in the parking building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now. What are the tallest, largest buildings in town?
Hmm.
What do they call, a general term?
Skyscrapers.
Okay. Would you use high-rise? What would high-rise
mean?
Well,
we have high-rise. I mean, just extended.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all I think of. Mm-hmm.
Is that limited only to dwellings or where people live, or can it?
I think it's in apartments and some buildings, too.
Okay. Now, what kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
Alleys.
Okay. And what do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down but they haven't been yet replaced?
Vacant lots.
Yeah, okay. And where might you get a drink of water in a public
fountain?
Building? Okay.